This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight in my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online and on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of where you're at or what you're doing, thank you very much for a job well done. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And Denise Simon and I are going to be talking about this unlikely pact that apparently is going to be made by Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders to stave off the horrible herd from the North, Joe Biden. And Denise, what's going on here?
The senior campaign officials from both sides of Sanders and Warren are having a confab to see where things go from here, making the possibility that she's going to drop out of the race, I would say rather likely. She, after Super Tuesday, she sent out a massive fundraising letter, so it gave indications that she was still in the race. However, given the state still to go, she doesn't stand a chance, and she knows that. So what confab they're necessarily having together, we don't know, but I think that Bernie's probably laying out any kind of steps that she would have to take with her campaign as he sees it, and whether she's, you know, going to throw her support in with him or not. So we don't necessarily know this, but he had some interesting things to say about Elizabeth Warren and during his presser in Vermont, saying that she hasn't made any decisions at this point. It's important for all of us. We've known Elizabeth for many, many years to respect the time and space she needs to make her decisions. So, I guess she's gone to him for psychological advice, too. I don't know.
Okay, well, Denise, the other thing that's going on here is you've got Joe Biden with 566 delegates right now, Bernie Sanders with 501. They need 1991 to get to the top. I'm not sure if that reflects the win that Biden got in Maine. He finally was declared the winner in Maine. Warren's got 61. Bloomberg, who's out of it, has got 53. Buttigieg, who's out of it, has got 26. Klobuchar, who's out of it, has got 7. And Tulsi Gabbard, who's still in it, has got 1. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but is it all about the delegates? I mean, is it that close, or is it closer, or what's the deal here?
Well, I mean, certainly about the delegates that have already been awarded, but you have to look at the delegates of the next set of states to determine, you know, what, I mean, they're playing chess, and they're doing, you know, mathematics here, basic arithmetic. Now, understand something, too, when it's clear that they're really going against Sanders. And they're going against Sanders because the down-ballot candidates, meaning those in the House that are up for re-election, which happens every 2 years, are very worried about the party being attached to socialism. So they're going to push Biden as much as they can. Now, I think they pretty well know that Biden can't compete against Trump. But this is not about Biden becoming president. This is about keeping the majority of the seats in the House. That's really where we are with this.
Okay, and it's there's 30, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's 31 seats in play, and I was told that the Republicans lead in all but 9 of them. Is that about the right number right now?
It appears to be, but we'll have to see what really happens, because we don't know. There's too many things we don't know. Voters are fickle, and politicians are fickle, as we've just seen. So I wouldn't be very comfortable with thinking that, you know, things can play out and we know what's going to happen, because I just don't believe that. I also believe that you've got some real large Democrat power brokers that are going all in to advise Biden on everything that they possibly can, meaning that he's really not running things. He's going to end up being a puppet here, and he's just going to do what he's told without knowing why he's doing them or what he's doing.
Well, Denise, I think he's kind of being led around because it kind of looks like his wife is the one that jumps in there every now and then when he has one of his moments and answers questions and whatnot. Plus, the other night, she actually was the security on the stage when that protester jumped up there and tried to throw that anti-dairy thing up there.
Well, I would ask, where is Secret Service? And how come if there is no Secret Service, then I guess the question is, how come there isn't any Secret Service?
Yeah, and I believe as the vice president, after so many years, you don't get the Secret Service protection. But now that he's the front runner of the Democratic Party, I think that they do automatically get it. And certainly after what happened with the stage and everybody saw what happened, that he probably will get the protection after this. But anyway, hold that thought, Brooks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't go anywhere, because we're going to talk about Chuckie Boy Schumer. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends from the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, on the right tab, you'll see the red, white, and blue logo for the USCCA. If you click on that logo link, you will have a drop-down window. First thing it will say is free gun a day giveaway. You'll have an opportunity to sign up for that. And then, right behind that, behind door number one, window number two is going to be an opportunity to sign up to win $25,000 in cash to be given away after Labor Day weekend by the USCCA. And boy, I would love to be able to announce that here on this program. So you can't win it if you don't sign up for it. So go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and sign up for the free gun a day giveaway and also sign up for that free $25,000 cash giveaway. There you go. All right. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, yesterday, Chuck Schumer was standing on the steps outside of the Supreme Court and got into a discussion, a speech, and he actually mentioned by name Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And threatened them in a direct or indirect way, or did he? We're going to find out from Denise Simon what she thinks. So, Denise Simon, what say you?
Well, Schumer really being outside in front of a rally got up and started bloviating, saying, "You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You don't know what hit you." Kind of went on from there, but well, it got inside the court, and as a consequence, Justice Roberts had to, you know, send out a response, and his response was really the only kind of response that he could give, because the court holds itself and a higher standard when with behavior. Now, the question then becomes, what happens to Schumer? You really can't do anything to Schumer. I mean, you can, you know, censure him or you can bring him before an ethics committee and all that, but it's toothless. It was suggested that he lose his bar, license to practice law. Well, he does have a license. I guess he has a license to practice law. He is a lawyer, or at least was one, but he never practiced law. He went, as soon as he got his law degree, he went into politics. He was at one point even in the House of Representatives before he was a senator. So losing his law license or putting him before a bar complaint is a gesture. That kind of means nothing either. So there's really almost nothing he can do except for public shame. And that's where we ought to be. I mean, to say what he said about two specifically named Supreme Court justices is really an outrage. And I don't even believe that Schumer understands the case before the Supreme Court that they're hearing on, well, I really don't want to call it abortion, but it's a Louisiana law. And the law says that doctors who perform abortions must have admitting privileges to a nearby hospital. But a federal judge in Louisiana found that one of three abortion clinics would have to remain open if the law is to take effect. Well, what they're basically, the basis of that really is that most of the time in these abortion clinics, there isn't a doctor in there, much less that's performing the abortions. It's other kinds of people that are in there. So it's forcing these abortion clinics to have a doctor on site doing these procedures and that they must have admitting privileges to a nearby hospital in case things go sideways. Mm-hmm. I bet you a dollar that Schumer doesn't even know what the case is about. He was just speaking in solidarity with these, you know, Planned Parenthood pro-abortion rally people.
Now, here's what I was sent by one of our listeners, Johanna. Number one, a Congress member is exempted from arrest while attending a session of the body to which the member belongs, excluding an arrest for treason, breach of the peace, or a felony. Item number two, a Congress member is exempted from arrest or interrogation for any speech or debate entered into during a legislative session. Doesn't say anything about standing outside in front of the Supreme Court.
Right. I mean, you've got all kinds of these lawmakers that join in on these rallies and say some outrageous things. Let's not forget the threat that Maxine Waters put out there, telling, you know, people to get into their faces. I mean, she was inciting violence against Trump supporters. Remember that one? So, I mean, it's kind of like they get out there and they say what they want to say. And it's really, what are you going to do? Put them, bring them before an ethics committee? They're toothless. They mean nothing.
Well, the one thing that we did hear is that the senator from Missouri, Joe Hawley, is going to file a censure motion today against Chuck Schumer. I'm not sure where that's going to go. I'm not sure there's enough Republicans that have got the spine to go get in on something like that. But we'll see, I guess.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, you can file a censure motion and have the Senate vote on that. There's enough there to have that happen. But it doesn't mean anything. You censure somebody which basically says, shame on you. there's no consequence. There's zero. I mean, there's no fine. There's no go sit in the corner for a week kind of, you know, punishment. That doesn't mean anything.
By the way, I just saw the video, on television here of the security guard. I just saw the video of the television that took this guy down that had the Trump flag, and I don't know what this is all about. I think the security guard just committed a felony.
I see that. fun stuff out. It's great thing out here as a citizen practicing your First Amendment, you get attacked. I mean, stuff goes on all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, this particular case, the guy was doing nothing. so who knows what's going on? And Gosh, I don't know. It's crazy. But anyway, I'm talking to Denise Simon from PowdersCo.com. One other little thing here. Who's to blame for the test kit shortage that we're hearing about right now? Any ideas?
No. If you don't have a crisis, then test kits aren't the issue. You know, is there some kind of a law that says that we have to have 5 million test kits in inventory? No. You know, everybody's trying to find somebody to blame on these kinds of things. If there's any kind of blame, the blame really needs to go back to China, because China put the rest of the world at risk. And if they had not lied, or if they had not covered up their crisis, then we would have been able to react sooner. But, I mean, to keep finding somebody to blame here at this point is ridiculous.
Oh, and by the way, our friend, our Senator Marco Rubio down here in Florida, has come out and said that troops are going to be needed in Afghanistan forever to stop the Taliban. What do you think?
I don't think he's wrong. I mean, just because we, and I've read this four-page cockamamie agreement that we have with the Taliban, do we think that the Taliban's going to behave? Do we think that the Taliban really cares about what the United States is doing? No. So, I mean, terrorism is not going to go away. And if we say, okay, everything's going to be great and wonderful in Afghanistan, and the Taliban's going to behave, and they're going to become normalized, and they're going to, you know, co-govern, you know, Afghanistan with the Afghani government, okay, great. Well, what, you still have Yemen, you still have Sudan, you still got Syria, you still have parts of Iraq, and of all crazy places that nobody talks about is Libya. So don't think that terrorism is going to go away because we signed a peace agreement with the Taliban.
And, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. And then finally, I'm going to wrap things up this way. Retired Army General, four-star general, Jack Keane, is going to be given the Medal of Freedom, former Deputy Vice Commander of the United States Army. I think that's a great thing. I think he's a great guy.
I agree with that. Here's a man that's dedicated his entire life to conflict, regardless of what kind of conflict it is. And he's been relentless, and he's worked with all kinds of administrations, with the Pentagon and everything else. So I'm happy for him.
Oh, and one last little thing here. The investigation from the Pentagon, Department of Navy, says that the Pentagon failed to properly vet the Saudi military student who shot the naval people in Pensacola here back in January.
Okay.
All righty, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCo.com, and we will be talking to her again tomorrow. Music's coming up in my ear. Thank you very much, Ms. Denise, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
My shotgun. My shotgun.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In light of uncertainty over the coronavirus, President Trump meeting with airline executives at the White House.
People are doing a lot of domestic business now. I can tell you, they're staying in this country. They feel safe.
Meanwhile, a briefing from Vice President Mike Pence, who is leading the White House task force on the coronavirus.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, the Democratic field of candidates for 2020 shrinks after the Super Tuesday shakeup. Joe Biden winning 10 states, Bernie Sanders winning 4, Mike Bloomberg, who only wins in the territory of American Samoa, drops out of the race. And another wild session on Wall Street with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a gain of about 4.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment of the morning, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online at naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more about them. But right now, here's more about them, and in their own words, they're going to tell you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know, folks, that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. In fact, they've chosen to go through technical vocational schools to learn a trade that what they don't realize in most cases is not going to pay them as much as what they could get if they merely came out and just took a job at a union level and learned from an apprentice level. But here's what's going to happen. When you come out and you go to take that job, it's probably going to be a union job, especially if you're a welder, a pipe fitter, a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, a heavy equipment operator, even a truck driver. And you're going to be working as an apprentice
for a while, in some cases as much as a year. And you're going to be working for what they call 80% of whatever the salary is, the starting salary. So we used to call them 80%ers. Some things never change, and that hasn't. So if you want to make a lot more money and you want to take the training that you've already gotten and use that training, if you will, to become a aviation maintenance tech, a 40-hour week could make you about $60,000 a year right off the bat once you get your training and once you get your certification. Now, remember that you can always go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more. And after you do, give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities. They have a facility in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here on the west side of Tampa Bay, where I'm sitting right now in Pinellas County. So that's NAA.edu or 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. The Army leaders are committing to keep Marines in the Close Combat Task Force. A lot of different maneuvering and things going on and changes for the future and all that stuff. But top Army leadership assured Congress that Marines will continue to be involved in work to transform the infantry, though the Army will likely take control of a former Joint Service Task Force right now, of which the Marines are a part. Also, Armor Intelligence and some quartermaster troops will test a new assignment market system that launches this summer, and it's scheduled to go service-wide in January of 2021, according to the Army News Service. This is an enlisted job marketplace that launches this summer for selected soldiers. Now, ladies, bear with me. I'm just going to read the headline. Taller, fatter female soldiers outperform leaner counterparts of same-sex in power tasks, study finds. I'll explain, because, somebody's going to say, what? But according to Stars and Stripes, the Defense Department began allowing women into all combat positions back in 2015. So understanding the physical capabilities required for performance of job tasks with high physical demands is needed to support recruitment and retention of all soldiers. Well, what they found out is that the women that are a little bit taller, weigh a little bit more, are the ones that outperform their leaner counterparts, female counterparts, and that makes perfect sense with some of the things they have to do. By the way, the Army plans to test fire two land-based hypersonic missiles this year as it works towards fielding the high-speed munitions by 2023 to give U.S. forces a new weapon critical to competing with other military powers, this according to the Secretary of the Army. And unfortunately, Army Chief of Staff General James McConville told congressmen this week that many casualties from tactical vehicle rollover accidents could have been prevented if the soldiers in those vehicles had been wearing their seatbelts. I get where they're coming from with that. Now, not all military vehicles have seatbelts, but the ones that do, obviously, the Jeeps in particular, the Humvees, when they roll over, and out you go. And I get that one. By the way, Army researchers are working hard to help find a vaccine for the new strain of coronavirus, COVID-19, that sickened tens of thousands of people around the world. And I told you before, when we talked about this, that the military was right in the middle of all of this, and there you go. Oh, by the way, a Navy first, a Super Hornet landed for the first time ever on a French flat top. How do you like that? First time ever landed on a French carrier. By the way, the guided missile destroyer, Ross, saved three mariners from a burning Turkish vessel in the Sea of Marmara. According to the Sixth Fleet, this happened earlier this week. And two Chinese men pled guilty yesterday to illegally taking photographs at a Florida Navy base. Didn't say what base it was. And by the way, the U.S. Navy's four guided missile destroyers in Rota, Spain, could soon get company from a couple of more destroyers, as the Navy's pushing the base to have six instead of the four that are in there. Also, the Air Force right now, Senate Armed Service Committee members pushed back hard on Air Force 2021 plans to retire the KC-135 and KC-10 tankers, questioning Air Force Secretary Barbara Barrett and Chief of Staff General David Goldfein about efforts to speed availability of the troubled KC-46. Also, the next exercise of the Air Force's Advanced Battle Management System will focus on a first, supporting Space Command through a simulated attack on U.S. space assets, according to Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein. By the way, Offutt, Nebraska, Offutt Air Force Base, is examining the E-4B Doomsday plane that made an emergency landing Monday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Maintenance crew from Offutt Air Force Base was in Lincoln to examine the Offutt-based E-4B night watch jet that made an emergency landing at the Lincoln Airport the day before. We'll find out what that's all about and let you know. Oh, by the way, two female Marines have passed the Corps Howitzer Section Chief course, accomplishing another milestone for female integration in the Marine Corps nearly 4 years after combat jobs were first opened to women. And the U.S. Space Force is in the news right now, because the sixth and newest U.S. military service may also be the one most appealing to and inclusive of women, as they're telling the girls to come on down, be part of the Space Force. Also, General Joseph Langyai, the top commander of the National Guard, said that he backs the idea of a Space Guard. In other words, that would be a National Guard that would also be part of the Space Force. And when officials launched a new program late last year with the VA to reach out to newly separated service members and talk about their Veterans Affairs benefits, they weren't sure if anyone would even answer the phone. But now, it's a success story. New veterans are answering calls, checking in, and getting their questions answered for them. So, there you go. And the Department of Veterans Affairs medical facilities around the country are alerting patients to symptoms of the novel coronavirus and instructing them to notify physicians with their travel histories and symptoms before stepping on the VA soil if they think that they have it or have come in contact with it. Now, Paratron is going to acquire SATCOM for the U.S. Africa Command. Paratom will receive $219 million to provide satellite communications for U.S. Africa Command, the company announced March the 3rd. I'll be right back with more and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street 2. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much and her conversations. And she's listening to us right now on our affiliate up there in Georgia, known as AM 1330 WLBV in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there in Bradenton. I will be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe today for lunch. Have lunch for the captain. And I'll be there at noon, be there at 1:30. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. A great little place for lunch. You got great sandwiches. If you like soup, they got that. Chili, if you like that. Salads, they got that. All their bread is homemade on the premises. They got a little bakery there, too. And they've also got that orange swirl ice cream. And today, they're introducing some new sandwiches, and one of them is going to be the Captain's Club. Now, if Mr. Markowski, who's on the phone right now, was able to jump on that bandwagon, I'm sure he'd be here to have a Captain's Club, wouldn't you there, sir?
What's in that Captain's Club?
It's turkey, it's bacon, it's lettuce, it's tomato, it's got a little Hallandale sauce in it, and it's on whole wheat bread.
That's very definitely doable for me. That's definitely right in my wheelhouse. Sounds like something I would definitely have.
I knew it would be. Okay, well, let's talk about Chuckie Boy Schumer. He's your senator up there, so you're stuck with him. But what the heck was going on when he ran his mouth yesterday and mentioned a couple of Supreme Court justices by name and then kind of in a backhanded way threatened them?
Well, he's been around for a long time, and you know, these senators, when they're around, you know, it's senators in of themselves, but they feel, you know, it's a, again, it's the most elite fraternity in the world. There's 100 of them there, and they all stick together, and they can say whatever they want. Yeah, sure, he's getting some bipartisan pushback for what he had to say, but if anybody thinks he's going to get in trouble with this, you're crazy. These are very, very powerful, powerful people that have been around for a long time. They're kingmakers. They decide committees. They can push legislation. And it just goes to show you that we needed term limits ages and ages and ages and ages and ages ago. It would be great to get them.
Now, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri is bringing up Schumer on disclosure or whatever. I forget what they call it. But anyway, he's going to try to do that today. What do you think about that?
I think that, you know, I think that it's something that might happen. But again, what does it mean? It doesn't really mean anything. It's putting somebody in time out for crying out loud like you would do with a kid. And I don't even think that they'll go that far. Because again, these senators stick together. They're all part of the same club. So I doubt anything will really happen.
Now, what do you think of this rumor, and so far as I know, it's a rumor because we don't know anything definite yet, with Senator Elizabeth Warren trying to join forces, if you will, with Bernie Sanders. What do you think's going on there?
I don't know if I'm buying that. I really don't. I think that, you know, that's a bit of a racket. I don't think that I think that Elizabeth Warren knows that she cannot win, even if she's staying in the race, and I think she's staying in the race simply so she can help out Joe Biden, because they probably cut her a deal to be involved somehow if he wins next time around. So I don't see how those two together are going to unite there's going to be enough progressive movement to beat Joe Biden at this point in time. I just don't see it at all.
Now, there's a story in Newsmax right now that says that there was a survey conducted and the consumer confidence is down due to the coronavirus. I can tell you, I was in the Publix grocery store yesterday and the hand disinfectant was gone. There wasn't any. Those little clean swipes or whatever they call them, the little patch things that come out of the can and all that stuff, the shelves were empty. So somebody was making money.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing that happens when, you know, a hurricane comes and people start freaking out and they load up on everything and certain things go bare. You can see actually online that Amazon, the price of some of these items and how expensive they have gotten. I don't use that stuff. I don't. I think it's nonsense. I think it's a racket. I would have washed my hands. I'll wash my hands. There's a big outbreak going on. I'm not participating in the outbreak. Sorry, I can see the forest for the trees. I know how dangerous this thing is. I'm not overly concerned about it by any stretch of the imagination. I know parents, you know, get the helicopter parents out there freaking out. Listen, if you are someone that is more prone to respiratory problems, you're a more at-risk person, you might want to be a little bit more cautious, okay? But this is, again, it's the flu. I don't take the flu vaccine, for crying out loud. I refuse to do that.
Yeah, by the way, the other thing is, after Joe Biden had his big Super Tuesday surge, by the way, he won 10 states. Sanders won 4. They just announced yesterday that Biden won Maine to go along with the rest of them there. The delegate count right now stands Biden 566, Sanders 501. What do you think is going to happen there? Are we going to stay pretty much neck and neck and go to a brokered convention?
Well, mine if Sanders stays in, but I think, I mean, again, Sanders knows he's not going to win at a brokered convention. It's not like he's going to get superdelegates. So, the thing is that, you know, if Biden wins a couple more states, Michigan and Wisconsin, I'd pretty much wrap the thing up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I kind of was half asleep there when you did that because I was looking, reading the thing here. Now, Alan Nebraska is making a comment here. I guess he wants your comment. He said, impeaching the president didn't do anything either, but they did it anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. But, again, you got to get enough people on board with that. You're talking about going after Schumer. I hear you. But you got a lot of Republicans that can't stand Trump that wanted him out on impeachment. Again, the Senate is a whole different world. And these guys stick together. They're not going to go at it. I mean, if they censure Schumer, they maybe they'll censure Schumer, which is nothing. Here you go. Here's nothing. They're not going to go after the guy. He's not going to get impeached. They're not going to get rid of him. Again, you want to get rid of him? He's got to be voted out of office. It's a shame we don't have term limits.
By the way, mortgage lenders right now are doing a little bit of scrambling as the demand spikes now and the rates are starting to fall. Are you noticing that?
I mean, they should be falling. I mean, if the 10-year stays below 1%, I mean, you got ridiculous lows right now. It's just insane. If it stays below 1%, you could see mortgage rates drop below 3%, which, you know, you'd see a major wave of refinancing out there without a doubt. Who should really take advantage of these low rates, these ridiculous low rates, is the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury should be issuing as much 30-year bonds as they possibly can to refinance our national debt long-term at these ultra-low levels. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be pushing this down the line because we owe so much money. But, again, you're taking a look at a sub-1%. Now, everybody's like, oh, that's wonderful, that's great, that's terrific. Well, not necessarily. Not if you're a saver. Not if you have money in a bank. Not if you need to buy a CD, not if you wanted to buy even bonds. I mean, you go ahead, you buy bonds for your retirement account, treasury, you keep ultra safe, you're losing money. I mean, you're with the rate of inflation and you buy these things, you're basically, so you're guaranteeing a loss is what you're doing. It makes my life and has made my life as a financial planner much, much more difficult, over the years because of these ultra low rates.
All righty, well, we're running out of time, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same channel, and have yourself a great day, and stay out of trouble up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch him on the weekends here on many of these stations. You're listening to me right now, and he has a daily podcast that he puts out there, too. But watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Now, coming up, top of the hour, next hour, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be with us. And bottom of the hour, we're going to have Keith Marsh in the house. He, of course, is Freedom Boat Club the spokesman for Freedom Boat Club, and we look forward to talking to him because they've done a lot of stuff, a lot of increases and improvements, and the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is just part of a big, 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 big system. All right, Kathy, give them the phone number. Folks, I'll be back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.